What was the, how were they fed? What type of rations were they provided by the
Well, they
government of
got
the army?
three, good question. You know, the average CC only weighed 138 pounds when he came into camp, and these were young men. They got three square meals a day, and it basically was, you know, eat all you take, you know, take all you want, but eat all you take. You know, breakfast was pancakes and fried potatoes and ham and eggs, cereal. Lunch, they brought out stew to the young men. This was army stew, three or four leftover meats, you know, root vegetables. You fill up your mess kit twice. A slice of fresh baked bread, 2 inches thick. They had real butter. Grab a handful of cookies. The average CC Bill put on 18 pounds in his first year. You know, it's hard to imagine how happy these guys were with the food. One fellow told me, he said, "I felt like I was staying at a high-rent hotel." He said, "We had running water, electricity, indoor plumbing. We had sheets under our bed. We got three great meals a day." You know, these guys were very appreciative of the food.
At the time in the late 1930s, was the CCC program a success?
The general public was very supportive of the CCCs. Absolutely. It received bipartisan support. It was a lifeline to many families. I think the only knock on the CCC is that it probably stayed around too long. It could have probably been faded out, you know, as early as 36, 37, because there were some complaints that it was depriving the country of labor force. You know, these fellows planted millions of trees and generated revenue. They built state parks, which are asset today. So they really created projects and infrastructure that are still valuable today.